The New World Show can reveal that of the 54 train stations or halts here, only 29 are wheelchair accessible without assistance. 22 have a ramp gradient that means people may need assistance when trying to use them. Further, 3 are not fully accessible for wheelchair users, including a stop regularly used for Windsor Park. In 2016, is this acceptable? Well, the independent councillor, wheelchair user, Johnny McCarthy, is with us. Hello, Johnny.
Good morning.
Morning to you. The Quality Commission's Paul Oakes from their Advice and Compliance Division. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So, Johnny, what do you do if then you come off one of these train stations and, you know, you're on your own, you can't move?
I think that's the key thing there, the language that they use for the 22 stations saying that assistance may be required. Now, I'm a pretty fit and active person, and I can guess which one of those stations are, because the gradient in some of them is actually quite high that even I struggle. I think it really overestimates how many times I'm with somebody when I travel, and people with disabilities are with somebody when we travel. Most of the people in wheelchairs that I know are very independent, most of the time be by themselves. So it's a fair point to bring up, I think.
So you can't, of the 54 train stations or halts here, in 25 of them, you can't go out for a day on your own if you're disabled?
Yes, and I think the other thing that you brought up as well is about Adelaide in Belfast, I think, because it was only redone quite recently, and there was a lot of disappointment that when it was redone, they didn't make it fully accessible, particularly for all the Northern Ireland supporters that would be going to Windsor Park. There are quite a lot of them who would be wheelchair users, and there was great disappointment about that.
What does not fully accessible mean? So 22 have a ramp gradient that means people may need assistance when trying to use them. Well, is that assistance always available? Open question for me, I don't know. A further 3 are not fully accessible for wheelchair users. What does that mean, not fully accessible?
As far as I know, now, I'm only surmising here. In Adelaide, one of the sides of the platform aren't accessible. And this seems to be quite a common thing, because I think the other one's Sydenham and another one's Helens Bay. And it means that one side of the platform isn't accessible. So, you know, theoretically, you could be going one way and be fine, but if you try and go the other way, you won't be. This can lead to confusion and that sort of thing. And they also want to say,
why don't they fix it? Why don't they make it accessible?
You're asking the wrong person. About
Paul Oakes, can they not be forced to make it accessible?
Stephen, you're asking me, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, no, they can't is the straight answer. What the law, I mean, unfortunately, this is one of those situations where what is fair doesn't necessarily equate to what the law requires. What they're required to do, Stephen, is to examine all of their stations with disabled people as well, and to identify where there are barriers for disabled people. But the key point is that where they identify barriers and they identify solutions, they are only required to implement the solutions which are regarded as reasonable. And that's the key word. And reasonableness depends upon partly cost. It also depends upon how effective the adjustment is going to be. And it depends upon the ability of the organisation to absorb the cost. So you can see from that cost is a factor. But having said that, a public authority or a service provider cannot simply say, well, we're not going to do that because it's too expensive. They've got to look at, do an in-depth analysis and get a costing and talk to disabled people about alternatives and investigate it thoroughly. Now, if they don't do that, that's the bit which is illegal. But if you identify solutions which are unreasonable, technically, they are not required to implement those. And that's sort of a very subjective thing very often. And that's the issue, I think, the core issue we're facing here. But if I could just say one other important point on this, that there is an ongoing requirement on the likes of TransLink to continue to look at these stations. You know, you cannot look at them once every 5 years or something like that. It's an ongoing duty. They have to try and anticipate the needs of disabled people
But can the Equality Commission not do more? Is it not your job to do more? And can you not fight for disabled people in regards to this type of story more?
Well, it's an aspect of this, certainly, Stephen, is our job, which is why we're on your show today. But to give you an example...
But with respect, hold on, Paul. It's not just about being on this show, isn't it? And thank you for coming on today. It's about telling these companies, and by the way, these public companies...
Yes.
That it's unacceptable for a disabled person to be able to go out to a football match and they can't get back home.
Absolutely, Stephen. If I could say two things on that. Number one, last year we started a major initiative across Northern Ireland in relation to access to services for disabled people. We particularly now focused on retail and on hospitality because they are two particular areas of our economy where disabled people are not able to access services. But we also include public bodies and service provision in relation to bodies like TransLink. So we are doing that on a proactive basis. But I would say, on the other hand, I have a mobility disability myself and I'm a daily user of TransLink and I tend to observe what's happening and so forth. And I have to say, I have seen an improvement. You know, over the last 7 or 8 years in particular, any of us who use TransLink will see more audio-visual messaging. We'll see improvements in terms of the trains. There have been some. And the point there being, Stephen, is they have worked proactively to make things better. So it's much better for a body like us to work with TransLink. Having said that, if there are situations where they're not complying with the law, the Commission is able to support people who take cases.
We appreciate you both coming on. Johnny, thank you. Paul, thank you.